This is Malone Church Podcast, and I'm the Reverend Catherine Viner. And we're a church who are committed to being rooted and grounded in love, living and growing together. You can connect in with what we're doing on YouTube or Facebook and find any information on our website.
Welcome to our worship together this morning, which is our lessons and carol service. And we are so thankful that we can meet together, that we can gather together here in the building to hear the greatest story in history of God coming to be among us to save us. So you're so welcome this morning, and we also welcome those who are joining us online. I'd like to say particular thank you to those who have recorded readings for our lessons and carols. We have doorstep readings this morning from those who over the past few months, because of maybe shielding or work commitments in the hospital, haven't been able to be with us here in person on Sunday mornings, and they have recorded a doorstep reading just to represent that part of our church family who find it difficult to be able to gather like this. But what a privilege it is, and we're going to worship God this morning. Can I remind you that you can still leave donations for the moderator's Christmas appeal to support the work of Tear Fund and Christian Aid. You can leave those donations either in the church office, which will be open until Wednesday, or you can donate through our website and it will direct you to how you can make an online donation. You can also sponsor Peter Jordan to get his haircut, a much needed haircut, in aid of Stand By Me. We've set ourselves a target of £1,000 to raise, and as I said last week, if we had been taking a team out to Ethiopia to see the work of Stand By Me, I'd imagine we have raised much more than £1,000. So if Stand By Me and the work of Stand By Me and the children there on your heart, please make a donation to Peter Jordan. Or if you just think he needs a haircut, make a donation to Peter Jordan, and your money will be used to bless the work of Stand By Me. This Friday at 11 o'clock on Christmas Day, we have a very short Christmas Day celebration here, and you're very welcome to join us. But on Sunday the 27th, we will have our service streamed online. So grab your coffee or your hot chocolate or sit down on the sofa in your pajamas. And we're going to gather together to worship God and give thanks because of God's promises that he has kept for us and the promises that he will continue to keep. And we have a number of different people in our church family and beyond who are going to share in that service on the 27th about the promises that God has given them and he has kept, or the promises they're holding on to as they go into 2021. So join us online on the 27th. You may hear a few bangs during our time of worship this morning. Don't panic. It's just the Christmas crackers in the jam Christmas activity bags. So I noticed a few people jumping or turning round and wondering what the noise is. But that's just for the kids as we gather to worship this morning. We're gathering as a church family. We have each Sunday lit one of our Advent candles, and this morning the Advent candle that we are going to light is the angel's candle. This is the candle that reminds us that the angels came and they spoke to the shepherds words of what was happening. What was happening in heaven and on earth when Jesus came, and they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to all who God favours." That means that God gives us peace that we can have with God, peace with one another, and peace with ourselves. And my prayer is this morning that you might know that peace as you worship God. Let's take a moment now and quieten ourselves. Come to God in prayer. Let's close our eyes and still ourselves. before God now. Lord God, we come to worship you. We've come to worship you. We join with the angels. We join with all heaven and earth to worship you. We come to welcome you as God in the highest, but also God in the manger. We prepare our hearts to receive you, the one who is the Prince of Peace. And we adore you, God. We adore you because you have given us grace upon grace. You've offered us forgiveness. You've offered us everlasting love. You've offered us yourself. So we welcome you, the Savior of the world, this morning. And we worship you as our God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. We're going to stand and sing together. And as we worship this morning, the service is just going to carry on unannounced. So as the band lead us in each song, please stand and we'll sing the carols together. But we start by singing, "O Come, Let Us Adore Him."
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 to 3, and verses 6 to 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice in dividing the plunder. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be in his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you. Micah 5, verse 2 and verses 4 to 5a. And you, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth. And he will be their peace.
Take a moment now, we're going to pray, and we're going to pray together, pray with eyes open to God. So I'm going to lead us in prayer, and where it invites you to join in, please join in as we pray now together. Let's pray. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as we remember and celebrate the Christmas story, we remember the prophets told of the coming Saviour of the world. How they spoke with faith, had confidence in your love, and shared the truth of who you are with others. Lord, teach us and help us to do the same. Lord God, we remember how Mary was told by an angel that she would have a child who is the Son of God. She was brave, she was faithful and hopeful. She treasured all that happened and everything spoken about Jesus in her heart. Lord, teach us and help us to do the same. Lord God, we remember how the shepherds responded to the angel's message. They ran to Bethlehem and found the baby lying in a manger, then went away in amazement at what God has done and told others everything they had heard and seen. Lord, teach us and help us to do the same. Lord God, we remember how John the Baptist prepared the way of Jesus in the wilderness. He spoke of God's forgiveness, a new beginning, the coming of one far greater than he could ever be. John shared this with others. Lord, teach us and help us to do the same. And Lord God, we remember how you came to us as a baby. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, you brought light into our darkness, hope into our despair, joy into our sorrow. Jesus did not keep his faith to himself. Jesus did not live his life for himself. He shared it with others. Lord God, teach us and help us to do the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The reading is taken from Luke 2, verses 8 to 15, the shepherds and the angels. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us."
Show. The reading is taken from Matthew 2. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Let's pray. Let's still ourselves and remind ourselves we're in the presence of God. Father God, as we turn our minds and our thoughts to the manger, and Jesus, your Son, lying there, help us also to remember that there lies God Almighty. There lies the Lion of Judah. There lies the Rock of Ages. There lies the King of Kings. There lies the Lord of Lords. In that manger lies the Provider, the Protector, the Ruler, the reigning King of all the universe, lying in a manger. Shepherds and wise men came to see the one who is our God, you, Lord. There in that manger lay the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the eternal one. There lies in the manger the one who would be undefeated, the one who would be victorious over sin and death, our God. As we consider this story of Christmas, of that first Christmas, of you, God, coming down to earth to lie in a manger, to come as a baby, to grow into an adult, and all so that you might come and die for us. We worship you, God, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Charles Wesley wrote many hymns. Over 1,000 tongues to sing, love divine, all loves excelling, and can it be? But his most popular song was one that is in more than 1,200 hymn books and has been sung by everyone from choirs in Cambridge to Michael Bublé. And it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Something of this song captures our imagination, our hearts, and hopefully our lives of who God is. So let's stand and sing together, Hark the Herald. Once again, the words of the angels to the shepherds. As the angels appeared as a great company of heavenly hosts, they praised God and they said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." The shepherds went with that message. Go with that message, and may it be a blessing to you and to all with whom you share it with. Amen.
Thank you for listening. And if you'd like further information, go to our website or connect with us on YouTube or Facebook. But in the meantime, stay safe and stay faithful.